The war may be making investors nervous, but Wall Street yesterday had its seventh straight day of gains. Stocks came back from a sharp early decline that threatened their best winning streak in nearly 3 years. Stocks have surged in the past week on anticipation of a quick war, but that could change if the conflict shows signs of becoming drawn out. The Dow closed up 21 points after being off 134 points earlier in the session. The broader market also shook off early losses and moved higher. The war in Iraq is compounding difficulties for the nation's struggling airlines. An industry trade group says the number of people traveling overseas by air has already fallen substantially. Congress allocated loans and grants for the airlines after September 11th, but some lawmakers say further assistance is needed. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
The airline industry suffered a number of setbacks this week. Continental Airlines announced it will dismiss an additional 1,200 employees by year's end. Standard & Poor's downgraded the bond ratings of 11 carriers, and officials with bankrupt United Airlines suggested the L word, liquidation. Many would-be passengers are wary of traveling during wartime. Dorothy Castle of Philadelphia is scheduled to vacation in Rome next week, but she's considering canceling.
There are people going to be dying who are sons and daughters, perhaps of people that we know, and it doesn't seem right to be going on a vacation and have looking forward to having fun when there's a war going on.
On Wednesday, Minnesota Democratic Congressman James Oberstar introduced legislation that would provide airlines with about $4 billion in aid to offset industry losses directly related to war. The bill would free up fuel from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves and also release $3 billion from the first airline bailout package approved 2 years ago that's never been distributed. Oberstar says the Air Transportation Stabilization Board failed to administer the program as Congress intended.
They have acted as though their purpose was to deny guarantees rather than to approve them.
ATSB officials say the board has followed the law. Philip Bagley of Standard & Poor's said the board has been cautious about doling out federal funds to airlines.
The loan board faced a difficult mission in trying to balance protecting the taxpayers' money against helping out airlines, and they looked for business plans which they thought were viable and could really turn around the finances of the company.
While some airlines were approved, others, like United Airlines, were turned down. Republican Congressman John Shimkus of Southern Illinois says it isn't in the best interest of the country to subsidize a less efficient product.
I think most taxpayers want to see if the government's going to be involved in helping corporations, that we set some high standards and we hold to those.
Shimkus supports a bill that would suspend the airline fuel tax for 2 years. Also this week, Senators John McCain of Arizona and Trent Lott of Mississippi asked President Bush whether the White House is considering the industry's appeal. But S&P's Philip Bagley says no amount of federal aid would be enough to significantly change the outcome for the most troubled airlines.
At this point, we're looking at further credit rating downgrades of the various airlines. And I wouldn't see an opportunity for upgrades, even if that federal aid came through.
Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says the administration would be ready to move quickly to help the airlines, but many industry officials worry that the help won't come quickly enough. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.